struggle with being truly thankful today? Elizabeth Elliot says, "I'm one who is having to learn this lesson of gratitude. It's very easy for me to pick the one thing that's wrong rather than concentrate on the 10 things that were right." I think we can all relate to what Elizabeth is saying. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of author and teacher Elizabeth Elliot.
Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are tired and are overburdened, and I will give you rest." This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot talking again today with my daughter Valerie Shepherd. We've talked about many things: raising children, homeschooling, whether or not a mother's job is a fulfilling one, is it necessary to work outside of the home, not necessarily in a paying job, but what about civic work and church work and all of those things? And now, what would you like to talk about today, Val?
I think I'd like to say something about what I've learned in being loyal and encouraging to my husband.
Your husband is a...
He is a pastor of a small church. We only have about 90 members. And because we've always been in small churches, most of you know how talk gets one down and gets especially the pastor and his wife down. And I think I've learned a few things in the last couple of years about keeping my mouth shut more than I used to. I happen to be a pretty frank and transparent person and tell people I'm pretty trusting. So I tell people exactly how I'm feeling about something or exactly what Walt is thinking about something, which has gotten me into trouble. And so I'm learning to be more restrained. And I'm often surprised at, even though there may be very close friends in the church, I'm surprised at how they try to get me to talk more and more about the details of our home or our marriage when they really have no business knowing about all those things. And I think when we make our vows at our wedding to love and cherish and honor our husbands, that means in front of other people always standing on their side and loving them and being quiet if we can't.
Standing on your husband's side.
On the husband's side. And even if we can't quite agree with our husband on something, not letting other people know that we don't agree, but just being quiet. And the commands of Scripture, of course, that the wife should submit to her husband in all things. And Walt and I have been married 15 and a half years, and I'm still learning that. He wants me to keep my mouth shut on a lot of things that he and I have discussed that may have a lot to do with the people in the church, and he would expect me to keep quiet about them, whereas my natural tendency would be to say what I thought might need to be said to somebody. In the Proverbs 31, it says, "The heart of her husband trusts in her." And I'm really trying to learn what that means, and that trying to obey the Lord in believing in what my husband wants me to do and following his advice rather than saying what I think needs to be said.
If you disagree with a decision that your husband has made, when you say that you try to keep your mouth shut rather than saying what needs to be said, would there be times when you think that something needs to be said to your husband about a decision that you think might be a mistake? Would you then say something?
Yes. In the quietness of just our room, I would say something to my husband, and always I try to have a gentle and quiet spirit when I talk to him. Of course, I don't always. And I've found that when I try to rebuke him or exhort him, even if I think my spirit is quiet, it usually upsets him and usually causes some more trouble than is necessary. So if I go to the Lord about something first and ask the Lord to show me whether I should talk to him about it, most often I feel the Lord is just telling me to be still and be quiet. Although I'm not saying that wives should never try to exhort their husbands. I think we are equal before the Lord and can talk to each other honestly about how we think they're doing.
And God has certainly given wives to husbands to be helpers.
Mm-hmm. A great principle of a good marriage is that, especially in a Christian marriage. A husband should listen to his Christian wife because she often is more attentive to the Lord than he is. And I've found that to be true, that so often, though Walt may not want to hear what I have to say, he will admit that I was right about something. And, of course, he's a very humble man anyway, and I'm very thankful for that, and he has a wonderful sense of humor. And when we submit to our husbands, even if our husbands are wrong about something, the Lord will take care of that problem, and he will help us to learn even more how wonderful it is that he's sovereign over wrong decisions. And I've enjoyed learning that principle of being protected under my husband's authority.
Yes, I've often thought about the amazing stories in the Old Testament of great godly people who were under heathen and pagan authority. Daniel, right. For example, when he was taken into the court of that king and he was civilly disobedient in a very gentle way, he asked to be allowed not to eat the rich food at the king's table. And he was trained by this heathen king for his own purposes. And although he was a godly man, he was willing to be subject to that God-given authority.
Right. Uh-huh.
It's no use sitting around asking, but why would God put a person like this over me, as women are wont to do. Mm-hmm. Women often ask, well, God certainly doesn't expect me to submit to a non-Christian husband. There are the hard cases, the seemingly impossible cases that I always get the letters about as mm-hmm. soon as I use the word submission. Mm-hmm. Then I hear about some husband who's telling his wife that they're not making enough money, so she's got to learn to be a belly dancer mm-hmm. in order to supplement the family income, or some stupid thing like you got to go sleep with the boss in order for me mm-hmm. to get a raise. Those are not the cases we're talking about, but in many ordinary, the commonest kind of mistakes that we think husbands make, can't we trust the Lord of the universe who protected Daniel in that king's court and also protected Esther mm-hmm. in a heathen king's court and protected Sarah from her sinful husband when mm-hmm. her husband was causing lies and things like that? Surely we can expect God to protect us. The principle, which applies to everybody, husbands, wives, single people, children. One of the great principles of Scripture is my job is obedience. Mm-hmm. It's God's job to take care of the results of that obedience. Mm-hmm. When a bunch of women get together and start sharing complaints about their husbands, have you ever noticed there's an instant bond? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everybody is everybody else's friend mm-hmm. because whatever old George did, well, let me tell you mm-hmm. about Bill. Ever been in a situation like that, Val?
Yes, and I remember, especially in the earlier days of my marriage, being caught in that trap. And then since then, having realized that I must be quiet and I must stay loyal to my husband and concentrate on the good things that I love about him, and not concentrate on the things that I might want to complain about him. And actually, the things that I might want to complain about him are so insignificant. And God has given each of us a gift in our husbands, and we need to look at them as gifts rather than somebody we think we have to change or mold, because that's not what God's design is, to change them. It's the Holy Spirit's job to change them. And I really do believe that God hears my prayer if I'm asking for the Lord to work in Walt something that I can't talk him into. I really believe God is hearing my prayer and that someday the Lord will do what is right. And even if I'm not getting the answer that I want right away, again, the Lord's sovereignty is perfect and hearing my prayers, and he knows what he's doing.
I think you've learned a lesson, Val, that has taken me 30 years longer to learn. But I couldn't agree more. I say amen to that. I have to confess that I haven't always believed very easily that God was listening or that he could possibly change my husband, mm-hmm. if ever there seemed an impossibility. In fact, to be quite honest, I was reading this morning in a verse in the Psalms that was referring back to how God had rolled back the sea for the children of Israel to cross, an impossible thing. And God was reminding me of the impossible thing that I had been asking of him regarding my husband. Mm-hmm. And I'm certainly not going to tell our radio audience what that was. I'm not even going to tell you what that was. But it was something that I could not imagine could ever be changed. But I felt that it needed to be changed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the Lord was saying to me, I do hear you. Mm-hmm. I'm the God who rolled back the water and the children of Israel went through on dry mm-hmm. land. Mm-hmm. Do you believe that I can take care of this? Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord, I believe that. Do you believe that I hear your prayer? Yes, Lord, I believe that. Do you believe that I'm more interested in your good and your husband's good than you are? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And his answer is
yes. Mm-hmm. I also am learning to lift up my husband before the children and to agree with him before the children and to help my children to see that they can trust his decisions rather than coming to me and trying to change what my husband has said.
Dad said.
Well, exactly. This past week, there was a question about going to a friend's house while I was here in Massachusetts, and I said, you leave that up to Daddy. And this daughter kept coming back to me and saying, but I don't understand why. And I kept saying, trust him.
I bet that was Elizabeth.
It was.
Thanks, Belle.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.